A UN report out this week finds that without immediate and drastic change, our planet is on track to experience catastrophic levels of global warming. Many places are already feeling it, including here in the southwestern United States, where the lifeline of the Colorado River is running dangerously low. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has asked lawmakers to fund a desalination plant in Mexico that would take water out of the Sea of Cortez and pump it back into the Colorado River. Here he is in his State of the State address earlier this year.
Instead of just talking about desalination, the technology that made Israel the world's water superpower, how about we pave the way to make it actually happen?
Let's see what it would take to do that. Sharon Megdal is director of the Water Resources Research Center at the University of Arizona. Sharon, the state has been studying this for years, and one of the big concerns around desalination is cost. Don't these plants cost billions of dollars?
It is expensive to desalinate seawater, but here's something that I think is important to point out, and that is that water is not going to be getting any cheaper. Water is not becoming more plentiful. And it's important that we plan for the long term. That's what we're talking about, planning, not the actual construction, because we're not, in my view, anywhere close to that yet.
Right. It is far off, but it's worth having the conversation now also about things like environmental concerns. It takes a tremendous amount of power to run one of these plants. And the other question is, what do you do with the salt, all that brine that comes out of the water?
And those are the big questions always. And yet, if you look at places like Israel, which Governor Ducey mentioned in his State of the State, they have several plants not that far apart. And I've heard people with environmental backgrounds as well as, you know, other backgrounds saying that they're not seeing negative implications of the disposal of the brine. And that's part of the study, the additional study that I think is needed before there is any kind of large investment in desalination in the Sea of Cortez.
What other ideas are there that could accomplish the same goal of getting new water supplies to a region that's, you know, just increasingly desperate for them?
So let me back up a moment before talking about new water supplies. There's a question about, are we using existing water supplies as effectively as we can? Is there opportunity for additional conservation? Many people believe, and I believe, there is room for additional conservation. But most people will agree that conservation alone will not get us to the balance of supply and demand. So then there are questions of what other sources are here in our geography, in our geographic area that could be used, such as greater reuse of treated wastewater. Treatment technology is very advanced. Very clean water can be produced at a cost lower than that of desalinated seawater. And so how can we increase that? And then there's things that people can do with their homes of harvesting rainwater on their individual properties and trying to match the quality with the use. Do we need to have potable water used for outdoor watering? No, we don't need that quality, but our systems are not set up with rainwater or gray water systems. So there are many options. And another option in the growing Southwest is how we design our communities. You know, does everybody in Phoenix, not that everybody in Phoenix has a swimming pool, do we have need for so many swimming pools? That gets to the kind of using less water. So there are options.
I'm listening to you wondering how urgent this problem really is. There was just this UN climate report out this week that said basically that the world is out of time to limit global warming. How urgent do you think this is, solving this crisis on the Colorado River?
So we have to plan for reduced flows on the Colorado River. The Colorado River is an important source of water for Arizona. But there are other sources of water as well. And, you know, we have to kind of pray for the best, but plan for the worst. And I do think looking at the feasibility of desalination in a binational setting is part of what we ought to be looking at, because if it's not feasible, if it can't be done because the costs are so high, the environmental implications are so significant, we need to know that so we can scratch this off the list of different options.
Sharon Megdal, Director of the Water Resources Research Center at the University of Arizona in Tucson. Thank you so much.
Thank you.